You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
As we celebrate this feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I'd like to invite all the children who are present this morning to come forward and join me here as we reflect upon what this feast means to us as families. So boys and girls, you'll come forward. Be happy to have you join me here in front of the altar. Step right on up. Very good. Come right up here. Sure. Make room for everybody. Good, we got plenty of room. Wonderful. Thank you. Glad you're all here. Come right on down. We have plenty of room. One of my favorite stories that I've told before on this feast is about a teacher who asked her second graders to draw a picture of Christmas. And so when the papers were all turned in, she was very curious about one particular picture that one of the little boys had drawn and said, "I'm not quite what this picture is about," she said to him. "You've drawn a picture of an airplane." He said, "Oh, that's the flight into Egypt." And she said, "Oh, I see." He said, "I see you have an image here of Joseph and Mary and Jesus looking through the windows of the plane." He said, "I'm curious who this fourth person is. What's it have to do with Christmas?" And he said, "Oh, that's Pontius, the pilot." Well, boys and girls, probably most of you have been together, your family, during this Christmas season. And I was blessed yesterday to be with my family, my mother, who lives in the nursing home down in El Dorado, Illinois, and a couple of my sisters and some brother-in-laws and nieces, nephews, and of course my great-niece, Aubrey, who was only 3 years old. She was sort of the center of attention, as children are when families gather. So I was wondering, as we think about our families today, is there anything special your family did for Christmas you'd like to tell us about? Anything special your family did for Christmas you'd like to share with us today? How many of you were with your family on Christmas? Very good. Just want to double check. Now, think about what happened on Christmas. What did you do with your families that you really liked? How many of you opened presents? Good. What did you get for Christmas? One present you got.
Babe lights.
What kind of lights?
I said babe lights.
Now, I think we heard you, but I still don't understand what they are. What do you do with them?
Battle with them.
Oh, you battle with them. Good. Okay, well, good luck in all your battles. Who else would like to share what you got for Christmas? What did you unwrap for Christmas?
Infinity.
Infinity, what's that?
It's a game like Skylanders.
How many of you know what Infinity is? Well, that's good enough then. What did you get for Christmas?
Fishing lures.
Fishing lures. Have you been fishing yet?
Yes.
Did you catch a fish?
Yes.
Wonderful. How big was it? Show us with your hands how big the fish was. Show them. That's a big fish. Very good. Congratulations. Anybody else want to tell us what you got for Christmas? What you unwrap?
Giant panda.
A giant panda. Does it talk?
No.
Does it hug you?
Yes.
Good. That sounds like a lot of fun. What did you get for Christmas?
I got clothes.
You got clothes. Are these clothes that you have on today?
Yes.
Wow. Santa Claus treated you well. Very good. How many others got clothes for Christmas? Wonderful. That's a nice thing to get. Well, when we're with our families on Christmas, that's always a happy time. Because we know when we're with our family, we're in a safe place, and we know that we're going to be loved and cared for. And that's why Jesus came to this earth in the midst of a family. Because he knew that his family, Joseph and Mary, would take care of him. And we read a story today about something that took place when Jesus was just a little baby, that Joseph had a dream. And in the dream, the angel told Joseph that he should take Jesus and Mary and he should go to another country Does anybody remember what country that was that he told Joseph to take Mary and Jesus to?
Bethlehem.
He was born in Bethlehem, wasn't he? But then the angel said to Joseph, go to another place. And what was the other country that they went to?
Egypt.
Egypt. How many of you have been to Egypt? Okay. Well, there's a little Egypt in southern Illinois. Maybe you've been there. That's where I grew up, in little Egypt. But went to Egypt to save him from being killed by a wicked king. And what was the wicked king's name? Does anyone remember?
Harold.
Herod, not Harold. There may be some Harolds here who be upset. Herod, very good. King Herod. And so, because Joseph did what God asked him, Jesus was not killed as an infant. And so that's a very important story. So just so your parents protect you in many ways, so you don't get harmed or injured. And so that's why we know that our families are a safe place and a place where we'll always be loved. Because it's within our families that we first learn about God's love. Because in our family, we know that our family will love us always, even when we aren't our best selves. And that's what it is with God. God loves us even when we are not our best selves. And so today, we give thanks for the gift of family. Because our family is a great blessing to us. And as we have all these children here before us today, we know that children are the center of what a family is all about. Because just as Joseph and Mary did many things for Jesus, so too do your parents do many things for you because their unconditional love for you. So it'd be a good day to thank your parents for the wonderful family that you have. And it's a day for all of us to remind ourselves that we are not only a part of our individual human family, but we're also part of our spiritual family, the church, and also part of the global family of humankind. And that today remind us that we should be grateful for all three of those families that we're a part of, and that we should ask God to help us to be the best family member that we can be. And also today, as we have all these children standing here before us, let us keep in mind all those children who are not blessed with a family, those children whose lives are threatened by the violence and war and abuse, those children who may spend this entire day hunting for something to eat, those children who have no shelter, who have no home, who have no material things that we take for granted every day. It's important that we never forget those children and those families. And so, boys and girls, thank you for being here today to help us celebrate this Feast of the Holy Family. Thank you for being here every Sunday, because we as a family gather here for our family meal every Sunday. How many of you had a family meal together at Christmas time? What did you have at your family meal? You remember anything that you had at your meal?
A special traditional sausage that we called sack.
Special traditional sausage that you call sack. Very good. That's a nice family tradition, huh? What did you have at your family meal on Christmas?
Cookies.
Cookies. Is that all you had?
No.
You had other things too, probably, huh? But Christmas cookies are an important part of our family tradition. What did you have at your family meal? Do you remember? What did you have at your Christmas meal?
I had turkey.
Turkey. That's a good thing to have for Christmas, isn't it, huh? Well, here at this family meal, those of you who have made your first communion will be receiving the body and the blood of Christ, which is the most important meal that we share in, not only at Christmas time, but throughout the year. And so, as a spiritual family, we gather here every Sunday, just like your family gathers around the table, to be with each other, to support and encourage each other, and to recognize that when we're a member of a family, we all have a responsibility to each other, to be a sign of God's goodness and love in word and in deed. So thank you again for helping today. You can return to your places now and make sure you find the right parents, okay? Please join me in showing our appreciation to all the children who are with us today.